Yo, what's up, boss?
It's Shaggy.
Shaggy, how you doing, man?
Good, boss. All is well.
All is well. Good to hear. Thanks for calling, Jack, and thank you for headlining our show coming up at St. Croix Casino Turtle Lake on 28th, Friday night. Appreciate that.
Oh, man, it's going to be good, man. Can't wait, you know, coming out there and we'll bring the sunshine.
Yeah.
Bring the Jamaica flavor to it. You know?
That's what we want to hear, man. You know, yeah, the greatest thing I love about artists like you is you have such a distinctive sound. I mean, you say one or two words, you know exactly who you're listening to, and I think a lot of that has to do with being born in Kingston, Jamaica, correct?
Yeah, and still live there. You know, I mean, I live between New York and there, but mainly my kids and my family and everybody is in Jamaica. But you know, I was blessed with a sound, the tone of voice. You know, what I mean, which is a very signature sound. So once you hear the song start to play, you're like, oh, okay, that's Shaggy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very identifiable. Yeah, you know what I mean.
And then you moved to Ottawa, Canada with your family when you were seven, and then
you know what?
What?
You know, that's a Google thing.
That's not even right.
No, man, I've never lived in Canada. But you're not the first one that has said that to me, you know what I mean? Because when people Google the whole thing, they see Ottawa, Canada. I'm like, I really need to get that fixed.
You know what? I don't even get it. When I first read that, I'm like, there's no way. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No. I'm Kingston. Kingston, Jamaica. From Kingston to Brooklyn.
Gotcha.
I used to be in Brooklyn.
But this is right. You were in the Marine Corps. That's where you found your signature sound vocally.
No, that never happened either.
You weren't in the Marines?
No, I'm joking.
You got me, dude.
Yeah. I was in the Marines. I was in... We went to the first Gulf War, you know, and you know, we were in North Carolina, stationed there for 4 years, man, and, you know, did the first Gulf War, and I used to run in St. Catharines. I used to be like, I don't know, but I've been told my CEO wears pantyhose, but I used to make up all of these little funny cadences, and so they had me running and singing, and, you know, everybody used to like to hear me rhyme them, you
right.
know what I mean, but... I didn't know that was vocal training because you're running, you know, 4 miles, you know, and singing at the top of your lungs. You
wow,
really
man,
get
that's
some,
tough.
Yeah, you get some stamina after a while there. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Well, 95 is when you blew up with Bombastic. You won the Best Reggae Grammy for it. You were nominated 6 times, but you won the Grammy for that year.
Yeah, you know what? If I'd known that would be the only Grammy I'd gotten, man, I've had bigger hits than that since then. You know, obviously, old Carol. It wasn't me, Angel.
Right, and that was in 2000 off of your record,
yeah.
Hot Shot.
Yeah, and they didn't nominate me for a Grammy then.
What?
I don't know, man. Not once.
Now, how does that happen? I mean, that album went 6 times platinum.
Yep, the biggest album. It's 10 million worldwide, the biggest album.
Oh, 10 million worldwide. Wow, man.
Yeah, right.
That's impressive.
And the biggest album of that year, and it went diamond and not one nomination, you know? I guess I'm not popular with...
No, the Grammy board is a bunch of out-of-touch, clueless old idiots is what it comes down
well,
to.
Well,
much.
That I know. That I know. You know what I mean? So I guess during Boombastic, I wasn't cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Cool afterwards.
I got Shaggy on the phone at Jack FM, headlining our show at St. Croix Casino, Turtle Lake. Tickets available now. That's Friday. Now, you've collaborated with a diverse group of artists over the years. The one that strikes me as the most unique is Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, you know, Cyndi and I, we did a big, it was a big festival.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was kind of a festival, kind of a tour. It was me, James Brown, Cyndi Lauper.
Whoa.
Joe Cocker, Pointer Sisters.
Whoa, man, that's all over the board. I love it.
Yeah. I was like the youngest guy on the whole tour.
Right.
But it was so amazing because every night James Brown would pull his chair out and sat through my set.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, every night. And then he ended up going, kicking my dressing room door down one day and walked in on me and was like, yo, I need to talk to you. Let me tell you something, boy. I've seen him come. I've seen him go. You're the truth. You know, they take away your woman, take away your car, take away your money, but I'll never take away your talent. If you have your talent, you're a rich man. And he gave me like a full-on speech.
Wow,
and,
man, what an honor to have the Godfather of Soul bestow that upon you, you know?
My dude, you know, it was like one of those moments, man. And I mean, I talk about it a lot, too. And then he ended up doing like videos of it. You know, he ended up doing drops and everything and say, check out Shaggy.
Whoa,
Shaggy,
no kidding.
You know, all that. And then Cyndi and I, we used to have after the shows, we were there for a month. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're doing 6 shows a week. And then Cindy would be like, yo, after every show, we go drink. You know what I mean? And she'll drink under the table. I would advise you trying to go up against Cindy Lauper on drinking.
Wow.
You know? And, you know, we ended up being mad cool for the whole time we were there and ended up collaborating.
Yeah, you joined her on stage for Girls Just Want to Have Fun, didn't you?
Yeah. We did that on VH1, and we had an amazing time. Her and I, it's just the chemistry that clicked, and we've, maintained friendship to this day. But, just cool people, man. And, we just did, Matt, funny enough, I just did a collaboration with Paul Schaefer.
Really?
We did that on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. So,
damn, dude.
I do have these really weird collaborations with people, but from all over, But
well, that's what's so cool about it. I mean, 5 years ago, you actually released the Cyndi Lauper song with Eve doing it, right?
Yeah. I did that too. I did that. Well, she wasn't happy with that one.
But, she wasn't?
They like to keep their things as authentic as possible, which I agree. But, it was a rendition of it. I did it as homage to her and he wanted to do it. So we just did a twist on it, but it's all good. We've been past that now.
Right on. By the way, It Wasn't Me got a big spotlight last year when James Corden sang it to Anna Kendrick on his Late Late Show after he gets caught cheating. I bet you got a lot of feedback about that.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
You didn't?
I've been getting a lot of Wasn't Me, those guys that are singing it. What do you call it? I don't know, the tenors?
Oh, yeah, the three tenors?
Yeah, the three tenors that sing that I've been getting a lot of that.
Wow, they're covering your song. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah. So, and everybody's been tagging me on that, but I didn't see the James Corden one, no. I got to check that out.
You got a wide reach of influence there, my man.
Hey, I've been blessed with songs that are classics. And this is why I'm in making records to this day. We try to make records that are not short-lived,
right.
We came back with I Need Your Love the other day, and we try to make them as classic as possible so that they last for years upon years upon years upon years.
Yeah, stand the test of time. That's the true mark.
Yeah, making them classic and timeless. And it's really rough, especially in today's day and age, because records come so quick and leave so quickly. They hit quick, they leave quick. And, I don't like making records that much.
Right.
I don't mind singing. I'll sing them all day, but to go sit there and be making records that much.
Yeah, the Studio 10, you can leave that behind, man. I mean, I used to work in a studio. Yeah. I was a recording engineer for years, and you're inside.
Okay, so
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's no fun, dude. I don't enjoy that. Put me on the stage in front of people.
Exactly.
I'm the happiest man in the world, bro.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on stage at our show, man, coming up on Friday.
Yeah, man.
St. Croix Casino, Turtle Lake.
Absolutely. Everybody come out, man. Ladies, wear something sexy. Please don't put a bunch of dudes up in the front of the stage trying to hit my hand. It's Mr. Lover, all right?
And you got a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer opening for you, man. Rev Run of Run DMC, along with DJ Ruck, is doing a live DJ set before you headline.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I got to get there early, bro.
You definitely.
I see that. Yeah. Rev's my man, too, yo. That's my dude, So, yeah, it should be fun. It'll be fun.
Looking forward to it, Shaggy. Thanks for calling Jack FM, man.
All right, my brother.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, man. See you.